Capital Steps are coming back to Lexington. We're very happy to have them come back. They're going to be at the Singletary Center for the Arts. WUKY is bringing them to you, and we're on the phone through the miracle of the telephone with Elena Newport, one of the founding members of the Capital Steps. You started off, Elena, back in 1981 as a Republican congressional staffer.
Well, that's it. And I worked for Senator Charles Percy from Illinois, and he was one of those moderate Republicans that you now only read about in history books. You never see them in the wild anymore. But it's true. We were just entertaining for the office Christmas party, and we thought we would do this just once and maybe get fired or told to stop because we were making fun of the president and our bosses. But no one told us to stop, and it's been 30 years we've been doing this. The Capital Steps just celebrated 30 years, our 30-year anniversary.
That is unbelievable. What exactly do you get on a 30th anniversary anyways? What is that?
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because we have a song. We wrote ourselves a song. We don't get anything. We wrote ourselves a song about our 30th anniversary, and what we did was we decided that we were going to summarize 30 years in 3 minutes in one song at the end of the show. And so at the very end of the show, we have to do this at the end of the show because there's so much carnage on the stage by the time we're done. We go through the past 30 years and we pick the highlights. I mean, everything from, you know, from the days of Reagan to Iran-Contra to Clarence Thomas's Coke can to Anthony Weiner's tweeting his underwear. I mean, we went through the whole 30 years. Dan Quayle spelling potato with an E. It's all in there in 3 minutes.
Well, a lot has happened in 30 years. It's unbelievable almost the fact that you guys have continued. We're looking at 36, over 36 actual releases that you guys have put together, CDs. I mean, I guess in the were they originally cassettes when you first started?
They were actually LPs.
LPs.
Yeah, we still have some of those in the basement. Anybody want some? Free to a good home.
Yeah. Well, the latest one is called Take the Money and Run for President.
Yes, that actually was released at the end of the primary season. It was a great primary season, as you recall. I mean, we had some characters in, you know, Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann and my personal favorite, Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all on there, and we just miss some of them so much that it's fun to look back. And we actually had Herman Cain, you know, had his 999 plan. So one of our favorite songs on there is Love Potion number 999, which is about his, you know, because he also was accused of sexual harassment. So it all came together very nicely.
Putting together the stage performance, I guess it's got to be a lot of fun because there's always news. There's always new news. So
that's right. I mean, yeah, like, you know, the day after the Republican convention, you know, we were like, okay, we got to put an empty chair on the stage and, you know, talk to it. You know, and you know, the stories that you couldn't make up. You could not come up with Mitt Romney strapping the dog to the roof of his car. You just couldn't make that up.
And, of course, with the debates going on, I'm guessing we'll get a healthy sampling of that. You have a debate skit. In fact, we're going to listen to a little bit of that in just a moment. We have some of that, but I'm assuming that there'll be some amount of debate that will happen during the performance on Sunday.
Right. We have our own version. It's basically the debate that we would like to see, which is the candidates explaining the more pressing questions of the day, like why did the chicken cross the road and that sort of thing.
First question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, Brian, first, let me say that this chicken could not have crossed the road on his own. This road was built with stimulus money. And I would say that if the chicken laid an egg while crossing this government-funded road, I would say to that chicken, you didn't build that egg. You had some help. So I'm very glad to be able to share my position on this chicken. Now, Mr. Romney's attacks on my chicken statements have made me very angry. I'm sorry for that outburst. And one more thing. Perhaps this chicken crossed the road because he was afraid to release his tax returns. Perhaps this chicken crossed the road to get to the Cayman Islands.
Are we still talking about a chicken?
Mr. Romney, same question. Same question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I've had one position on this chicken all along. Did the chicken cross the road? Yes. Did it get to the other side? No. Do we know why it crossed the road? Yes. Do we know why it never got to the other side? No. So I don't think I can be any clearer than that.
The Capitol Steps appearing this Sunday at the Singletary Center for the Arts. We're visiting with Elena Newport, one of the founding members of the Capitol Steps. Did you have a love for music before a love of politics? How did this come about?
I had a very useless major in college, which I majored in piano in college. You know, nothing to be done with that unless you're really good, and nobody's that good to make a living, or very few people. So I went to the Capitol Hill when I graduated and took a job with Senator Percy from Illinois and was willing to do anything and run around, and we decided to do this for, so I played the piano for the first office Christmas party. And now we 30 years later, we're still at it.
What is the process for writing the music and all of the different ideas? How does it happen? Is it like everybody gathers together in a room and sort of bounces ideas off, or does somebody come with a song and say, "All right, here's what we're going to do"? How does it work?
Well, you're kind of looking for the pun or the issue. For example, take the Greek fiscal crisis, for example. We had we knew that was kind of big in the news, and we needed to do something. But, you know, fiscal crises aren't that funny, you know. So we decided to take the musical that everybody did in high school, Grease, and do G-R-E-E-C-E, Grease the musical. And even fiscal humor can be funny if you make your performers look ridiculous. So that was sort of our angle on that one. But throughout the show, we do 30 songs and skits, and we'll have, you know, Joe Biden singing a rock song or Barack Obama singing a show tune. And we actually have Mitt Romney doing a rap right now called "I Like Big Bucks and I Cannot Lie." And we call him the Plain White Rapper.
Because I like big bucks and I cannot lie. Yes, still, I'm an average guy. I'm a big sports fan. I got big dreams and my friends own the teams. I was young in a baby's bib when I bought my first nice crib. I'm like you, no lying. If in a private jet you're flying. Yeah, I don't put no coupons. I like great poupon. Yeah, I'm so rich it'll make you spit. My shoes are made from sea biscuit. So, here's the thing. You know you want to see my bling. That's why lines are forming, crowds are swarming, trying to get a piece of the gangster moment. Everybody, yeah, yeah, everybody, yeah, yeah. I think I have made it plain. Vote for me, I'll make it rain. Because I'm M to the I to the double T. Y'all best get up now and vote for me. Because I'm so rich, I'm so dapper. That's why they call me the Plain White Rapper.
Capitol Steps performing this Sunday at the Singletary Center for the Arts. Tickets are still available, and you can find out more information at our website at wuky.org. And one of the things people really like about you all is that you are bipartisan with your humor.
Oh yeah, we do. We try to get everybody, and sometimes it's hard because the party in power is always funnier. The party that controls the White House or the House and Senate. And when Barack Obama came in, he had all three for a couple years. So we were frantically looking for John Boehner jokes, you know, because we wanted to be balanced. And we actually decided that John Boehner may be related to Snooki from Jersey Shore because they have the same skin color. But, you know, this year in an election year, it's much easier to get everybody because both parties are in the news. Both parties are looking for headlines and a lot of material.
If I tax each rich man, oh, Solyndra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long I'd piddle tidy sums if I tax each wealthy man. Oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out, and then I would have so many, many fans if I tax salons where Boehner tans.
Capitol Steps coming this Sunday, performing at the Singletary Center for the Arts. You can find out some more information about the Capitol Steps at thecapitalsteps.com. Is that correct, Elena?
That's right, capitalsteps.com, and we have our live show information and all the information on how to get tickets.
You mentioned that performance of the 30 years of Capitol Steps, all of the things that happened. I guess there's a link to that as well on the website.
There is. That's right. On our website, you can link to the video of that and get a little taste. But it's much more dramatic in person.
You could actually get
hit by a flying prop, which is very exciting.
I imagine the overall experience of the Capitol Steps is much better live because, I mean, people who've heard your specials over the years on the radio, WKY, of course, brings them every year. But to see you all live, I guess there's moments of spontaneity, too, that happen in a live performance.
Right, and when you hear it on the radio and you hear that Nancy Pelosi is coming out, you can't see that Nancy Pelosi has her face totally frozen by Botox. you can't hear that on the radio. You got to see that. The performers really work in that.
How many cast members do you have in the Capitol Steps?
Well, we do the show with five. We actually have a larger group than that. We have a blob of performers, but we will come your way with five people, and there's three guys and two women, and, you know, there's 30 songs and skits, so they're all playing dozens of characters. And, you know, the woman who's playing Nancy Pelosi will play Janet Napolitano and Hillary Clinton, and she'll be running on and off and changing her wigs and her accents. And, you know, somebody actually said it was more changes than a Cher concert, costumes than a Cher concert, and that's, I consider that quite a compliment.
I noticed in looking at the bio for the group, you actually perform almost every weekend in Washington, D.C. Is this right?
We do. We have a regular gig here in Washington, D.C., and then we travel, too. So we've kind of taken turns. You know, we have a pool of performers that go around the country and make fun of the people that we once worked for. So there you have it.
Are you going to be on the road? Are you going to be here in Lexington on Sunday?
You know, I'm not. I am going to be here in D.C. I'm the one who sends everybody the updates on the road and says, okay, you know, Barack Obama said this or Mitt Romney said this, work it into this song, here's the line, try to remember it tonight.
It's pretty fun to be that person, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more fun to be that person than the person who has to go out on stage in front of 1,000 people and remember a new song on 2 hours' notice.
So it's still as exciting now as it was 30 years ago?
It's a lot of fun. You know, now that we look back and you think there were times when we thought, oh, what if the politicians get quiet and competent and solve all the problems? And, you know, then somebody tweets their underwear and you're off. You're back in business.
Have you ever had a politician get really angry at you and send you a note or something?
Well, we actually expected a lot of that when we first started. We thought we would make a lot of people mad, but that was the surprise, is that most of the politicians were good sports and, in fact, invited the Capitol Steps to perform. In fact, one senator got mad. He came up to me after the show, and he was mad because we didn't have a song about him in the show.
I was going to say, because that's the other side of it, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, I'm so glad that you did that, or that was really funny?
Well, we actually had a case with George Bush Sr., the first President Bush, when he invited us to the White House to perform, and we were kind of being careful because the staff was very nervous, and we didn't do any songs about him. We did everything else, and he came up at the end of the show, and he's like, well, wait a minute, this seems to have been censored or something, because I want to see what you have about me. And then, then we were free to do it. So we actually got permission right from the president.
We're talking with Elena Newport of the Capitol Steps, one of the founding members. It's just an amazing story, and I'm always fascinated by people who just sort of kind of stumble into an industry, which is what you have with the Capitol Steps of 30 years. You never intended it for this to be your career. I mean, you were kind of, you were a congressional aide. You could have done
right.
A lot of things, you know.
Right, of course. We were worried about keeping our day jobs.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's funny because when you never ask like a third grader what they want to be when they grow up, and you never have them say, I would like to be a political satirist. You never hear that. So I never imagined it. But I listened to Alan Sherman and Tom Lehrer when I was growing up and loved it all. Mad Magazine, I stole them from my brother. So it has been a fun ride.
Well, we certainly look forward to the Capitol Steps coming to Lexington. We're sorry that you're not going to be joining us this time, but perhaps in the future.
All those lucky people that get to come there. I know. Would be nice to them, though.
Well, we will be very nice to them, and we're very happy that the Capitol Steps are still going strong after 30 years, and just keep up the good work. Obviously, there's never any end to material.
And we thank the voters for that.
Thank you, Elaine. It's been wonderful talking with you.
All right. Same here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, the Capitol Steps coming to the Singletary Center for the Arts this Sunday. WUKY is very happy to present it. You can find out more information at our website at WUKY.org, or you can find tickets and information at UKY.edu/SCFA.